And a note now before the break, we've been marking the 150th anniversary of Gettysburg. This day, July 2nd in 1863, was the second day of that battle in the fields around that small Pennsylvania town. The Confederates attacked the Union troops at Culp's Hill and Little Round Top, but failed to move the Yankees from their positions. The Saturday Evening Post, the oldest American magazine in publication, is running a special web series that features its coverage of the Civil War. They had a reporter there on the third and final day of Gettysburg. We asked Jeff Nilsen, the magazine's historian, to tell us what that reporter witnessed.
Well, he reports shortly after Pickett's charge has been pushed back, and he said that there are still some cannons firing, but at this point it's obvious that the South has just pulled back its troops and all along the line and appear to have no sign of wanting to come back and try the contest again. And so he files and said, in rather a far-sighted opinion, that the battle is over and the decisive battle of the Civil War has just been fought and the North has won, indicating that probably this is the outcome of the Civil War, give or take months. And of course, it turned out it was closer to years before the event was finally decided.
That's Jeff Nilsen, historian at the Saturday Evening Post. We'll link you to all the magazine's coverage of the Battle of Gettysburg, including a slideshow of some of the photos published during the Civil War at hereandnow.org.
And Jeremy, tomorrow we'll have the words of William Faulkner, who wrote about the famous Gettysburg battle, Pickett's Charge. In his novel, Intruders in the Dust, Faulkner wrote about how decades after the war, white Southerners thought about the moment before that failed charge, before the South would go down in defeat. Faulkner writes, "For every Southern boy 14 years old, not once but whenever he wants it, there is the instant when it's still not yet 2 o'clock on that July afternoon in 1863. We'll speak with Southern author Ron Rash. He says that passage is about Faulkner himself.
In that very scene, you sense a man who had grown up in a time when he could actually talk to Confederate veterans. And as a Southerner growing up in that culture, in a family that considered itself aristocratic, this would be the view of so many of his generation.
Ron Rash, tomorrow. But meanwhile, we'd love to hear from you. Is there still a time for you when it's not yet 2 o'clock on a July afternoon in 1863? Obviously, for many Americans, particularly African Americans, that moment has its own meaning. We'd love to hear your thoughts at hereandnow.org.
Got the latest news next, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Diedrichs, with outdoor furniture, dinnerware, and home accessories selected for form, function, and feeling for your home. Diedrichs.com. And the Music Emporium, for 45 years offering collectible, boutique, and vintage acoustic guitars. Themusicemporium.com.